You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's a beautiful morning. We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The mismatch sale is back. Biggest sale of the year at Verlo. Mismatch on the outside. Same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Verlo.com.
All right.
John Peterson, over to you. And well, we have Savannah Tomei Olson with us this morning to check out some some news headlines. Good morning,
Good
Savannah.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey. I'm okay. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. I have a really bad cold. Do you want to hear about
it?
No, we don't want to hear about it.
You don't want to hear about it?
We've heard enough about it.
All right. Well, I'll cough in the background if I can.
Okay.
Well, Savannah, what's the big story today? A couple of big stories.
Yeah.
Now, basically, all I've been working on for the last 24 hours is potential cuts from the Trump administration that impact us here in Madison. So the number one thing is our bus rapid transit line. So the federal government paid for most of this first east-west line. They paid for, I believe, like 70-ish percent of it. Now, simply because everything's kind of in chaos, the city's trying to explore how they can still pull off being able to do their north-south line, which would come from like the Troy Drive area down to Fish Hatchery Road in Fitchburg without relying on that federal funding. They're expecting to get $118 million, and that would cover like 65% of the money. But they basically just don't know what's going to happen. They haven't heard that it's cut.
Yeah. Okay.
They haven't
right.
heard that it's fine either.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. So it's a contingency plan, basically.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Because
anything could happen. And then there's also potential cuts to UW, and this is a little more complicated. So the Department of Education sent out letters to 60 universities saying that their pro-Palestine protests on campus last year violated the Civil Rights Act because they failed to protect Jewish students and faculty. And now they're threatening to take away some funding. They're calling it, where's the phrase? They're calling it, I don't see it here, but they said that they could face some sort of penalty or repercussions. At Columbia University, they canceled $400 million worth of federal funding last week for that same reason. So I think all these universities are now on alert, hoping that they don't get a notification like that. But it seems like it may be possible.
That's right. Yeah, I don't even know how illegal that is, that they can withhold funding based on what they think the college should or shouldn't do. I don't think they can do that unless they got rid of the Department of Education, and then all the rules go out the door. So I think that's why they're replacing the department.
Well, it sounded like the Department of Education, like today was the day they were going to let go of like half of the people that work there. Or something.
So, yeah.
That's
right. Yeah. And it was a department exclusive rule. So if it went to, if college funding and all that, all the assistance went to another department, they would have to come up with new rules. And basically, they don't have any rules at this point. So, they could withhold funding.
That's what's so interesting to watch, right? It's like, how can kind of one either person or a group of people make all these changes without some of the, I think, checks and balances that we've all been told exist, which that's why so many lawsuits have been filed, and a lot of them have been successful, at least temporarily. So that's what I imagine we'll see happening here if any of these cuts go through. But everybody's creating plan B, I think, is the point. And probably plan C too.
Well, that's true. All right.
Well, Savannah, I know you're going to be following up on those stories and many more. We appreciate those headlines.
And have a couple of great days off.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been...
you deserve it.
You've been working so hard for so long. Yes, you deserve a few days off, at least the rest of this week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Oh. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Savannah. Very good.
Have a good morning.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a good one, guys. All right,
you too.
It's Savannah Tomei Olson, our news bureau chief here at WMDX.
Let's talk about Social Security. That's on the chopping block. Amazingly, Trump has said they're not touching it. Unless there's something wrong with it.
Oh.
Unless there's fraud.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought maybe it was the whole safe, though.
Maybe the whole program is fraud because it's a Ponzi scheme. We heard from Elon, right? Yeah. Well, here's the announcement from Elon about Social Security. This it blew everybody's mind. Let's listen.
I mean, the wage support in entitlement spending, you know, which is all of the, which is most of the federal spending is entitlements. That's like the big one to eliminate, because that's the sort of half trillion, maybe $600-700 billion a year. That is also a mechanism by which the Democrats attract and retain illegal immigrants by essentially paying them to come here and then turning them into voters.
Yes.
So this is why the Democrats are so upset about the situation, because they're losing. You know, if we turn off this gigantic money magnet for illegal immigrants, then they will leave.
And
they'll lose voters.
What? You know, that is, honestly, that is the first time I've ever heard that idea before. I have never. Where did he come up with that? That we put Social Security and Medicare in place to attract immigrants to this country to vote for Democrats?
Yeah.
What in God's name? This is the person making all the decisions, cutting all the government departments and firing hundreds of thousands of people. This is the guy in charge who has this kind of state of mind. This is outrageous and ridiculous.
Yeah, really. He does. He has no idea what he's talking about there.
Absolutely no idea.
That's just making stuff up.
So that's a great lead into this, because Representative Mark Elford, he's a Republican, he thinks that Elon is a brainiac. Now, Brainiac is a brilliant alien in the Superman comic books. he says he knows everything about this. Let's listen to this cut from Representative Mark Elford.
If he moves to largely eliminate entitlement programs, are you okay with it?
Look, Elon Musk is a brainiac with an IQ that I cannot even fathom. He is not a master, artful language person like politicians and news anchors. I think when he talks about elimination, I think we're talking about eliminating the waste, abuse, and fraud. And it is true that the Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security make up about 75% of our budget. It's mandatory spending.
They're paid for.
We've got to find the savings there. We will do that. The budget director was speaking to our WHIP team last night in a meeting, and he pointed out there are savings to be made in the Medicaid program.
That is unbelievable. Oh, all right.
He says he has an IQ I cannot even fathom. What is that saying about himself, then? Why are you an elected representative?
Oh, I know.
Good point, Sam. I don't know.
You know, I wrote, when someone mistakenly thinks the other person is a brainiac genius, it doesn't say a lot about them. So, you know. All right, now let's listen to, this is Democratic Governor Martin O'Malley of Maryland, and he has this warning about Social Security. Let's check that out.
Of having our accounts hacked and not protecting it. They're also privy to a lot of data that could be very detrimental to the security of our nation. So we should all be very concerned. They are trying to break this agency in order to turn the public against it so they can privatize it, liquidate it, and steal at least a portion or all of the $2.7 trillion that's in the trust fund. People need to rise up.
Yes, they need to rise up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Indeed.
That is absolutely insane that this is even a possibility at this point. So, well, we have a phone call.
Yep, phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or you can always text us or call us on the Civic Media app, free to download. Dick is on the line this morning with a comment or a question. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Good morning. Did he say maniac or brainiac?
Good question.
Good More point.
Yeah. You know, another thing that went by again yesterday, a little off the subject, sorry, the 51st state thing that he keeps harping on.
Yes, yes.
I got a suggestion. How about a place that's been wanting to be a 51st state and should be for a long time, but Republicans won't touch it, and you know where I'm going.
Yeah.
D.C.
Yeah.
Yes, Washington, D.C.
I think that'd be long before going after a sovereign nation and saying we're going to, you know, just come and take it over. You know, and the Social Security thing is just so out of whack that it's pretty bad when Steve Bannon is on our side, right?
Yes.
I know. That's the test I always conduct. You know, if Bannon is on, if he's speaking the truth and we can believe him, then there's something definitely wrong with our thinking at this point. But, well, we'll see. Did you manage to find the cut?
Dick, thank you for that phone call.
I did not find it.
Okay. I just emailed it to you.
Oh, well, why didn't you just do that in the first place?
Well, I was going to, but I thought you could find it on YouTube first. This is how we research the program, folks. I'm sorry. This is the underside. This is how we do it in the back rooms.
Time out. Let me just mention that this portion of the show is brought to you by David J. Frank. Yes, David J. Frank. They are your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years, doing lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. You've seen their work at the state capitol here just down the street, also at the UW campus and around Hilldale Mall, all over Madison. In fact, all over southern Wisconsin. They have three branches in Milwaukee, also Madison and Kenosha. Largest landscape contractor in our part of the state, DavidJFrank.com. That's DavidJFrank.com.
You know, it's Plant Flowers Day. Give them a call today.
It is. That's right. Yes. Call and get some advice.
Now, I think it's a little early to plant flowers.
You think so?
Yeah. We're going to come up with a little bit more on Social Security from Ronald Reagan and a web wisdom from a guy who says, Elon Musk, he's a scam.
He's a scam.
So we'll get more.
And we'll get an update on the weather from our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, right around the corner here on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, thank you. You know, I always liked that Hawaiian music. You know, I've always requested it here on the program, and Sam keeps me away from it. And I think it's Catherine who's blocked him from playing any of my Hawaiian music, but that's okay. You know, it builds up anger, and that's why I get so energized in the morning.
You snuck it in here. Huh?
He did.
Sam did.
He did.
Yeah, I snuck a tape in.
Okay. Good.
All right.
21 minutes past the hour. Looks like a beautiful day ahead of us, but let's get the inside on the outside right now with our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, you're the storm.
John.
I am the storm.
John
That's
is
your t-shirt
sick.
This morning.
John is sick. He's got
got a cold. Yeah.
And now you've got the sniffles. Is that what I understand?
That's right.
Yeah, I think I've got something too this morning. I've just been on the struggle. Sniffles, the sneezing, the
We're watching you on YouTube here and Facebook, and you've got your shirt on that says "I am the storm." Mm-hmm. Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We've proven now that you can't get a cold via the microphones and conference calls. So
it's contagious. Really? Okay.
All right.
It's possible. Never mind.
All right. I'm hallucinating now. Okay.
Well,
please rein me in.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing it looks nice and clear for the most part here in Madison this morning. So we're in for a lot of sunshine and a little milder today.
Yes. Warming temps.
Yes, yes, yes. All of those good things. Good. So kind of sunshine, like you said, both today and tomorrow. Highs will reach the upper 50s today. Then we're going to spike to the mid-60s tomorrow.
Wow.
And low 70s are still in the forecast for Friday. But Friday's looking a little iffy there.
Maybe storms, huh?
Yes. So we're looking at winds starting to whip. John, you'll love this. Mm. The dew points are going to climb to the low 50s. So it's going to start to feel sticky out there on Friday.
Man, my enemy are the dew points.
Really. You don't like the dew points.
I can't handle dew points at all.
Mm. Yeah. It's going to be warm. It's going to be muggy. And then by the evening, we're looking at a line of thunderstorms moving in, which, yes, has the potential to be severe, where it could have some damaging wind gusts with it and some small tornadoes potentially embedded in that line, too. Mm. So this wants to move through after 9. I'm thinking right around midnight it should hit the Madison area, but we'll keep tracking that for you. But just keep an eye out.
Right.
Friday night could be a little dicey out there.
We'll have to get the family together in the stairwell and see if we can't survive this. We'll take a look.
Huddle together in the root cellar.
Absolutely.
Okay. Once we get through the stormy Friday night, then how's the weekend shaping up?
Yeah, so Saturday we're going to have some occasional light rain on and off throughout the day. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little bit cooler there. And then as we go into Sunday, our temperatures really drop down to the 30s. And we're actually going to look at some of that rain turning into light snow through the overnight and into early Sunday morning before that system kicks out. Mm-hmm. Your area, not looking at any accumulations, but still slick and slippery conditions are possible Sunday morning.
All right.
But it'll be gone by the afternoon. And then we're on to a nice warm-up trend into next week.
Super.
Okay. Very good.
And by then, you and I will be healthy again, you know?
Yeah, we will be.
Let's hope. All right. Yes.
On the other side of the storm.
Yeah. Yes.
Excellent. Brittany, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thank you guys.
We appreciate it.
Take care.
Our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
All right. We're talking about Social Security. You have something you want to
mention? I was just going to mention in about 10 minutes, we'll be talking to Substack blogger Mike McCabe.
I just saw him walking up.
All right.
Excellent. Okay. All right. We're talking about Social Security. A word from Elon is that he's getting rid of it.
Really?
They can save a lot of money if they just get rid of Social Security. But Social Security isn't something you can get rid of. Mm. We've been putting money into that. But, you know, he does call it a Ponzi scheme. See, this is a whole thing. And Trump did say if there's fraud going on, then, yes, we're going to do something about Social Security. That's the caveat to that. Right. So let's listen to Reagan's explanation. Everybody loves Reagan, even Scott Walker. So let's check this out.
Social Security has nothing to do with the deficit.
Yeah. Right.
Social Security is totally funded by the payroll tax levied on employer and employee. If you reduce the outgo of Social Security, that money would not go into the general fund to reduce a deficit. It would go into the Social Security Trust Fund. So Social Security has nothing to do with balancing a budget or erasing or lowering the deficit.
Right now, I want to play something. This is a web wisdom. Mm. Find somebody who says something really smart on the internet. You know, you got to look hard for this stuff. And anyway, this guy has it out for Elon. And this is just a wonderful rant. Let's check this out. This is cut 131.
Musk is a weird loser, but is he a scam? Find out on my recurring segment, Is It a Scam? Yep. He's been around Silicon Valley for a long time, first being fired as the CEO of X Bank and then being kicked out as the CEO of PayPal. But he's most known for founding Tesla. And by founding, I mean not founding, investing, kicking out the founders, and then later making a large settlement that allowed him to claim he was the founder. But his true passions are saying things out loud that aren't true and making predictions that don't happen. In 2011, he said we'd be to Mars in 10 years. Then in 2017, he said we'd be there by 2022. He's constantly claimed that we were moments away from full self-driving self-driving cars. He also said that by 2020, if you buy a Tesla, it will be able to work during the day without your help as a robo-taxi, going so far as to showing a completely fake app. In 2014, he promised that your car would be able to swap its battery within minutes so that he could get a bunch of government subsidies, numerous tunnel projects, and then ghosted all of the cities he was working with. The only tunnel he did build was in Las Vegas, which he said would be fully autonomous, but instead, it's just a guy in a car will drive you very slowly in traffic. He also later admitted that he made up the Hyperloop promise just to get California to stop working on high-speed rail. He promised that COVID would be over by April 2020, that Twitter would have 1 billion monthly users by 2023, that Starlink speeds would double by 2021, that solar tiles would be available at some point, and he personally promised to fix the Flint water crisis. But did he do that? Nope. And I know it's possible that he's not actually lying about all of these things. He's just a dumb person. So he's a fake founder who either lies about everything or doesn't understand any of the projects he's working on. But is he a scam? Yep.
There you go.
Wow.
Wasn't that great?
That's quite the list.
Quite a summary, and all true.
And now he's targeted Social Security.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a Ponzi scheme, just like Ron Johnson claims as well. And you know, when it comes to, they call them entitlements as a rip, as a criticism. But you don't think that the rich or wealthy are entitled to tax cuts, do you? Mm. You know, just I'm just asking the question.
Yeah.
Pondering it, if you will. Oh, man.
Yeah. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. You can also reach us on the Civic Media app.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to ask
Mike
a few very tough questions.
Yes.
You know, I have this thing where the Democrats have to start framing the issues better. Well, we'll talk to Mike McCabe about that.
He's coming up after the Midwest Farm Report right here on WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Secondhand Omelette Shop, the only diner in town featuring refried eggs. This week only, you can buy two of Ed's famous eggshell omelets for only half the price of four.
What a deal with you still egg prices.
The egg prices like they are now. That's fantastic. That Ed, you know. He came up with boxed wine many years ago.
Ed's just amazing.
No one ever gives him credit.
That's right. Welcome back to John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger. They are having their mismatch sale right now, biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now, save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Just go to verlo.com.
And don't forget to get an adjustable bed frame. Big recommendation. Big thumbs up from me.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Big thumbs up about adjustable bed frames?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody? I think they're just fantastic.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And be sure to say hi to Maddie the Mattress if you run into him at the Verlo locations on the east side or west side.
Or him.
Well, you know, that's a great question. I don't know.
Now we'll have to find out.
We'll have to check into that. Okay, time to...
Special guest
Let's
this
move
morning.
Forward, okay?
From Substack, Mike McCabe is our guest, and...
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Let's pick up on a topic we talked about the last time, and it was the white color in our flag.
Mm-hmm. And you're wearing a cap this
morning. You're wearing a white cap this morning.
with a white
American flag on it, and that carries that idea... Uh-huh. To its logical end. What do you think about this?
Well, you know, the reason I'm wearing a white cap is because the colors red and blue have basically been turned into symbols of division and polarization.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about red America and blue America, mm-hmm. red states and blue states, and they've those colors have really been turned into symbols of division, and they're representative of how we've been put at each other's throats.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in a way, those colors have become instruments of our own oppression because we've been divided and conquered as a society by those who wish to lord over us.
Right.
And so, you know, it's my own personal protest against that dynamic. And so I choose to wear a white cap. To me, it's claiming the one unused color on the American flag.
Right, that's right.
That could actually end up being an emblem of that could unify us,
bringing us together.
Yeah. I think white is a combination of all colors, isn't it?
Or what? Or none? I don't know.
Or none? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it looks good on you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like my own personal political fashion statement.
Now, we wanted to follow up on something you had on your blog last week. You had a blog about Gandhi.
Well, just published that beginning of this week.
Okay. Yeah.
Last week I did the one that, you know, on the flag and the white cap that I'm now wearing. But yeah, I wrote about Gandhi because, he wanted to not only get the Indian people to resist British rule and overthrow British colonization. But to do that, I think Gandhi really wanted to help the Indian people understand what it meant to be free and independent. Mm-hmm. You can't be free and independent if you're dependent on the British for all the cloth that is used to make your clothing. So he started spinning his own cloth. He started making his own garments, and took the cotton and spun it into thread, and that thread was used to make clothing. That spinning wheel became a symbol of not only resistance to British rule, but it became a symbol of Indian freedom and autonomy and independence from the British. And that symbol became a powerful weapon that brought an empire to its knees. And it occurs to me that when you think about what Gandhi did in India, which was to overthrow an empire and lead 350 million people to freedom and independence, with a symbol like the spinning wheel, what he really was doing was he was saying, let's not just focus on stopping what we're against, namely British imperialism, but let's focus on starting what we're for. And that is an autonomous and independent India. And that spinning wheel became such a powerful symbol of that. And, you know, what are we trapped in right now as a people here in America? But we're obsessed about trying to stop what we're against. But we're spending almost no time talking about starting what we're for.
Right.
And I think it's so important to do that. We shouldn't just be talking about protecting the VA and Medicaid and Medicare. We should be talking about maybe folding all those three things together, call it Americare, and make every single American eligible for that national health insurance.
That's brilliant.
And we could save billions of dollars through administrative efficiency by not having three agencies administering that, but have one agency administer Americare that would take the VA, Medicaid, Medicare, and make every single American eligible for that healthcare.
Yeah.
And instead of simply protesting against all these firings that are happening, we should be talking about making sure that every American who puts in an honest day's work makes a living that, you know, can afford housing, can afford food, could afford all the necessities of life. Maybe we should talk about doing away with the minimum wage and replacing it with a living wage guarantee for every American, where if you put in an honest day's work, you will make a living wage in this country. You will be able to afford housing. You will be able to afford all the necessities of life if you put in that honest day's work. And you know, is $7.25 an hour going to get you there?
Yeah,
but we've got a minimum wage and we've had it for ages, but we're not talking about imagining something that actually would help today's workers. we are trying to prevent the demolition of the Department of Education. What we're not doing is trying to reimagine public education. So we don't start public education at kindergarten and end it when you earn a high school diploma. We should be talking about public education that starts with high quality child care for every family and ends with at least 2 years of education beyond high school. Mm-hmm. That's the public education we should imagine. So those are just three examples of where we can think about starting what we are for rather than simply stopping what we're against.
Yeah, I kind of like the framing that you have there. It's this is the kind of thing that we can imagine. You know, this is what we should have. And I like the framing as well, where you actually repackage what has been out there for a long time. You know, I just think that's a great way to look at all of the things that we want to promote, but repackage it so it sounds fresh and easy to understand. And it's not preachy. We're not telling people what's going on. But I think, you know, it certainly does have some appeal at that point.
Well, you know, what we're seeing on Capitol Hill and across the country is the Democrats are playing defense.
Right.
But the irony is that effective opposition isn't just playing defense. It's also going on offense.
Right.
It's not about saying we're going to try to block this agenda that's being forced down our throats, but it's about providing an alternative that really ignites the imagination and that makes people think, yes, that's the country that I want to live in. That's what I want to get to. And the best time to start that kind of talk is now.
Yes.
When this agenda is being rammed down our throats, the time to talk about an imaginative alternative is not when you've just retaken Congress and you know, then spring all these ideas on people suddenly. No, you need them to seep in, to let people think about it, but you need to ignite the imagination, and that's how you'll get back in power in the first place.
Well, it's amazing because now a lot of people are really receptive to all of this. You've seen the town halls that have backfired on Republicans. And of course, Bernie Sanders is taking advantage of it, and other Democrats are going out now in other districts to talk to Republicans and hopefully pass that message along. And I love the framing. We have to do something about your framing on that. I love that. We have to somehow get that word out. We got to talk to Ben Wickler, okay? Yeah. Let's get him on here.
We're talking with Mike McCabe right now from Substack blogging. And, Mike, are you ready to throw your white cap into the ring there?
I've been a candidate before.
I know.
I'm not the party's favorite.
But it might be now.
But that might,
times have changed,
yes,
Mike. I want to inspire a younger generation of leaders.
Yes.
And I want to do what I can from the platform I have to help create new ideas. I never grew up having a desire to hold public office. It was never on my bucket list to run for office or to hold public office. But I've been involved for decades in trying to make our government function better and be, you know, get regular people in the driver's seat of our government and make our government work well for everybody and not just a few at the very top. And you know, you mentioned Bernie, and you know, sadly, Bernie is almost alone out there.
Yeah.
He's gone out there and he's talking about a $17 an hour minimum wage, and I'm talking about getting rid of the idea of a minimum wage at all and talk about a living wage guarantee for every American worker. But I'll give Bernie credit. He is out there talking about Medicare for all. He's talking about a $17 an hour minimum wage. He's talking about not just stopping what the current regime is trying to do, but he's providing a vision for what America can become. And he's almost alone out there. You know, other members of Congress have been very timid. They're delighted that people are coming and breathing fire at these Republican members of Congress who are doing these town halls, and they're kind of delighting in that spectacle. But what they're not doing is taking advantage of the moment to do what Bernie's doing, and that's to lay out an agenda for America's future.
Well, you know, it also occurred to me that a lot of candidates who did run and lost should go back to those districts, like Van Orden's district, and go out there and listen to the people again and make some inroads that way.
Absolutely.
Instead of just having Bernie Sanders out there, you know, a federal type of, I guess, way to advance this and get it local.
Democrats have got to come to terms with the fact that not even a third of Americans approve of them.
Yes.
More than two-thirds of Americans say they don't like Democrats. And so the Democrats have got to come to terms with the fact that they've got a pretty toxic brand right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're less popular by a fair margin. They're less popular than Trump, who is unpopular. More people disapprove of him than approve of him. Mm-hmm. And it's not close.
That's right. Yeah, I think that's what was that poll that we just saw? 54% disapproval?
54% disapprove of Trump.
And, you know, in his honeymoon, presidents usually have the support of two-thirds, upwards of three-quarters of Americans. They have solid approval because they just got elected. And that honeymoon period is usually a time when they do have the blessing of the American people. And Trump's underwater, even during his honeymoon. Even the first month of his term, he has more people disapproving of him than approving of him. But the Democrats do have to come to terms with the fact that they're even more unpopular.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because they haven't offered an imaginative agenda for America's future. They're simply saying, we're against what that guy's trying to do.
We're talking to Substack blogger Mike McCabe. When we come back, we'll talk about how do we fight back against the fire hose of information and talk from the other side and get the message through. We'll talk about that and more with Mike McCabe when we come back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. We're broadcasting from Madison, the capital city of Wisconsin, just down the block from the Capitol, and we're overseeing State Street, which looks really busy.
Yeah.
It's going to be another beautiful, fantastic, warm day today, high around 95.
No, you're hallucinating on the cold medicine.
Yeah, right, you're right. Thinking about the Hawaiian music we were playing. Oh,
highs in the mid-50s today.
Oh,
close, but yeah.
All right. Now, we're talking about imagining programs that people could benefit
back through Mike McCabe.
Yeah, with Mike McCabe from Substack, and we're talking about that. And you have that fantastic white hat, which, by the way, I am I think I'm going to try and order one of those. Now that Gordy's introducing me to hats, with the testicle festival hat.
Well, which is a camo hat. We both got there.
Yeah, that's right. But I think that this is really a great idea, and I think it's framing it's. But there's also one thing, and we haven't talked about, and Bernie Sanders actually has this. It's passion. I think when we present a lot of these ideas, we don't have the passion in our voice. It's very meticulous. It's detail oriented. It's nothing else but why don't we do this and this and this? It's not passionate. And as you'll know, the megas on the right are very passionate about everything they talk about.
They certainly are.
And it's all emotion attached. So wouldn't that help also package our message?
Absolutely. If there's no emotion behind your ideas, it means that you don't believe in them very much.
Exactly.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And if you are passionate about ideas, if you really believe that's what's best for the country, you'll get a little stirred up. You'll be emotional about it because you care.
Yeah.
And if you can't muster a little emotion, then people are going to naturally think, do you even care? Do you even really care what's going on in the country? And I don't think it's just about framing or messaging.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about thinking about what our country's needs are right now And so many of these programs were created at a time when the needs were so very different.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security was created because the poorest segment of society was elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
The poorest Americans were the oldest Americans. Social Security changed that. Today, you know, the poorest segment of society is actually children.
Oh, yes.
America's children are the poorest Americans. The elderly are no longer the poorest in our society. Social Security changed that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Social Security was a huge success. But it doesn't address all of what's going on today.
Yes.
Medicare and Medicaid were put in place because Medicare were, again, for seniors, providing decent health care for the elders among us. And Medicaid, of course, was for the poorest in our society. But there are 50 or 60 or 70 million people who can't access health care at all in our country. Mm-hmm. And so isn't it time to talk about something, not just Medicare or Medicaid or the VA for those who've served our country abroad in the military, but isn't it time to talk about AmeriCare, where it's like health care for everybody in our country so they've got that basic health security? It's about looking at what is going on today and creating ideas that address the needs that exist today. And if we don't do that, then the demolition experts in the ruling regime will simply keep tearing stuff down and blowing stuff up and breaking things. Because that's what they do really well. They don't know how to build a doggone thing, but they do know how to break things.
Yes, easily.
Yep.
Well, the Democrats need to come up with some human condition stories, some examples, and that are happening right now of people losing their benefits and losing out to what they've counted on just to survive. And but right now it seems like the Democrats are in limbo.
Yeah, you know, and people who are Democratic loyalists probably don't think that it's fathomable that people believe that Democrats are out of touch, but an awful lot of Americans believe that Democrats are out of touch.
They do.
They don't believe they're speaking to the core needs of people today. They're simply trying to protect what was done decades ago or generations ago. They're trying to protect Social Security, protect Medicare, protect Medicaid, protect the VA, but they're not addressing what so many people are struggling with in the here and now. And so they look at that and say, well, these people are out of touch. They don't understand what we're going through out here. It's not just about framing or messaging. It's about tapping into that frustration and understanding what people are wrestling with, and then offering some ideas that actually address it.
And grassroots too.
Absolutely.
Getting out to the county fairs and the public meetings and the local meetings that are taking place.
Yep.
Starting from scratch, in a way.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think the last Mark Ippel, I was just trying to look it up here, talked about the dislike for the Democratic Party. I thought maybe it was in that poll, but I'm not sure.
I actually cited the poll numbers in one of my recent Substack articles. It's two or three articles ago. I put a link in there about this poll that had Democratic public approval at 31%. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the Marquette poll because it was a national poll.
Okay.
It was about,
they do a national poll too.
Right, but it wasn't Marquette because I know the Marquette poll really well. It was another national poll. I don't know if it was New York Times or which one it was, but I've got the link in one of my Substack articles.
All right.
So if people want to see it, it's mikemccabe.substack.com.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Check it out.
We have to leave it there.
All right.
We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right.
We left it there too soon.
Yes, we did. All right. Tomorrow, we'll talk to Busted Pencils' Tim Slecker about the end of the Department of Education and also Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. That'll do it for us. Yep. Stephanie Miller is next. Sean, hope you're feeling better.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Drink
a lot of
IV.
Liquids, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Hydration. All right. Have a great day. Talk to you in 22 hours.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.